This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome again to Between the Keys. A while ago, I devoted an episode to the genre of the piano ballade, and we also threw in a few piano ballads just to stir things up a bit. Usually, a ballade is a large-scale work in one movement. It has lyrical and dramatic narrative qualities that relate either to poetry or to songs. A ballad generally refers to a slow form of popular song. We're going to start with two pieces back to back. First, we're going to hear music by Charles Caiclin, that's spelled K-O-E-C-H-L-I-N, Caiclin. It's a selection from his multi-movement ballade Opus 50, which originally was for solo piano, and it was later rewritten as a work for piano and orchestra, but we'll hear the solo piano version. And then we're going to follow that with a relatively familiar ballade, the Ballade No. 2 in F major by Chopin. I'm going to identify the performers after we hear the music. First, music by Charles Caiclin, and then the Ballade No. 2 of Frédéric Chopin. Thank you. First, we heard a movement from the Ballade Opus 50 by Charles Kakelin, performed by Jean-Pierre Ferré. And that was followed by Chopin's Ballade No. 2 in F major with Angela Brownridge at the piano. That's a fairly recent recording. Here's a charming and simple 2-minute long ballade by Benjamin Godard. A little ballade in A minor by Benjamin Godard, performed by Alessandro Delliavan. As I've been combing through the many piano ballades that have been written, I've realized that the ballade genre is particularly alive and well with a lot of contemporary composers, and I'd like to play some music by a very talented and creative composer I know, Judd Greenstein. He's also a passionate promoter of new music and the co-founder of the New Amsterdam record label. This is his first ballade. It was composed in 2008, and it's performed here by a pianist who has done a lot of great work on behalf of living composers, Nicholas Phillips. Thank you. That's quite a beautiful and luxuriant piece, I think. That's music by Judd Greenstein, his first ballade, a 2008 composition with Nicholas Phillips at the piano. We're going to make a little detour now into the world of the Great American Ballad, and a rare recording from the late 30s or perhaps the early 40s, I'm not really sure. And it features a pianist who kind of fell between the stylistic cracks. He's not really jazz, not really classical, and way too sophisticated to be just merely a cocktail player, but a really elegant virtuoso in his own right. His name is Cy Walter, and we will hear him play his own stylization of Jerome Kern's classic ballad, All the Things You Are. That was Jerome Kern's great ballad, All the Things You Are, which was introduced in the musical Very Warm for May. And that was with a pianist whose legacy is getting more and more serious attention these days, Cy Walter. He was born in 1915, he died in 1968. I devoted an episode to Cy Walter for his centenary back in 2015, and we're going to hear more from Cy Walter later on, but first, let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys, and this is an episode all about ballades and ballads. I'm your host, Jed Distler. Let's turn now to the music of Johannes Brahms from his four ballades, Opus 10. This is the second one of the group in D major, and I'd like to share a performance by a German pianist who has recorded a lot and who I think deserves a lot more attention than he gets among American piano music lovers. This pianist's name is Peter Rosol, and he recorded all of Brahms' solo piano music. It's a marvelous set of CDs. Let's hear the D major ballade, Opus 10, number 2, by Brahms. music of Johannes Brahms, the second of his four ballades, Opus 10. That's the one in D major, with Peter Rosal at the piano. The piano music of David Del Tredici uses romantic idioms as a jumping-off point for creating these rather wild and sometimes outlandish canvases of virtuosic fantasy. We're going to hear his Ballad in Lavender. It's a 14-minute tour de force, and you'll hear some pretty liberal quotations in there from Schumann's Kreisleriana buried in the mix. The pianist is one of David Del Tredici's big champions and close collaborators, and he's also a good friend of mine. I love his playing. His name is Mark Pelliquin.
Thank you.
That was music by David Del Tredici, Ballad in Lavender. Is it a ballad or a ballade in reality? Well, only the composer knows for sure. But the pianist Mark Pelequin really got into that music on every level. Back to the great popular stylist who sometimes was known as the Art Tatum of Park Avenue. This is a recording either from the late 30s or early 40s. It's not clear, but the pianist is Cy Walter, and this is his rendition of Johnny Green's classic ballad, Body and Soul. Classic ballad by Johnny Green called Body and Soul, gorgeously stylized by Cy Walter at the piano. That's a recording from the late 30s or early 1940s, we don't exactly know. Originally issued by the Liberty Music Shop, and it's been recently reissued in a collection of Cy Walter's recordings. Now, I thought that I had come up with an original and rather clever idea in the form of ballades and ballads, but as it turned out, the pianist Tammy Lum did exactly the same thing for her recent solo CD release entitled, you guessed it, Ballades and Ballads. It's actually a marvelous release, and from this CD, I would like to play the closing work for this hour. It's a piece by Manuel Ponce, his Ballada Mexicana. This is pianist Tammy Lum.
Thank you.
was pianist Tammy Lum performing music by Manuel Ponce, the Balada Mexicana. You know, I'm really happy that we are building a musical bridge to Mexico here on Between the Keys. We do not build musical walls. We let in music from all over the world on this program. Great piano music has no borders, and you can hear the show online all over the world. I hope you will be able to join me next week at this time for Between the Keys. This is Jet Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.